Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy on The Creation Frequency. Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Creation Frequency Radio. And I'm your host, Mike Murphy, and we got a great show coming to you tonight. We're live every Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can watch us at YouTube, Mike Murphy Unfiltered channel. We live stream on Facebook. We're brought to you by Transformation Talk Radio. And tonight we have David up in Seattle producing the show. I'm coming to you live in Palm Springs. And then we have some fabulous guests we're going to bring on in a few minutes. We got Greg over in San Diego, Tiffany over in Vancouver, and Melia up in the San Francisco Bay Area. So if you like what we're doing, please hit the subscribe, the like, the share, and all that kind of good stuff, because we really want to spread this message of how using our thoughts and our emotions and the technology that we give you for free in the creation frequency, how you can radically transform the quality of your life and really live the life of your dreams. So I'm excited about that. So, but before I get into that, I always have to talk a little bit about the news. And that's the hardest thing, because a lot of people say, you know, Mike, you write these positive books, you give these positive talks, you're a positive guy, you have a great life. Why do you have to deal with all this negative stuff? Well, I wish I didn't, but I really believe that we as humanity are in a time of reality where if we don't wake up, if enough of us don't wake up, we could literally find ourselves under the rule of communism or lose our freedoms or who knows what's going to happen. But we are being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. So tonight I'm going to cover the election. And so I sent out a weekly newsletter. If you'd like to get it, go to MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com and just sign up. We'd be happy to give it to you. But the topic, the subject matter of last week's yesterday's newsletter was the election rigged and does it matter? Because there's a lot of evidence that says it was rigged. But I really think the people that hate Trump, and they're good people, they just watch CNN and MSNBC, and that's all they watch. And so I tend to get my news from those sources and other sources and all kinds of other places. And so I have a different take on things. And so, but I want to share a couple of emails because this is how they were split, people responding to me. First one was, Mike, with the research I have done, I completely agree with you. So there's a guy that's not looking at CNN and MSNBC and even Fox now. He's looking broader at what the real news is, because I can prove this. I'm not going to do it tonight, but the mainstream media is lying to us constantly. But here was another one I got from a very nice person. Okay. I know this person, very nice person, but obviously just watches CNN. I'm so turned off by the emails. Please stop with the political stuff. Some of us had a very traumatic time while that monster was in office, and we are trying to heal. It's very disturbing to get emails with a headline like that. I can't even finish the online course because of you defending that vile human being. He is greed, sloth, envy, lust, pride, gluttony, and wrath all wrapped up in one human being. Do you think about the trauma we've been experiencing? And what would Jesus, Buddha, Ganesh do? Would they support someone like Trump? So obviously, good person believing certain things based on the information they receive. The truth of the matter is that I believe this election was severely rigged. And I'm going to start tonight. I'm going to play a quick little video from a woman that I really respect. Her name is Sidney Powell. She's a former federal prosecutor. And most notably of late, she's been defending Michael Flynn, who pled guilty, got that reversed. Now they're having some issues with the judge. But this woman is solid as solid can be, okay? A real patriot, a real honest person with integrity. And she's written two books. 2014, she wrote Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, okay? And also in 2020, The Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. And she's powerful. So, David, if you'd play that first video for us, appreciate it.
Breaking news now. Dominion voting systems say they categorically deny any and all of President Trump's claims that their voting machines caused any voter fraud in key swing states or electoral fraud. But reports contradict that claim. In 2016, a senior executive at Dominion told the Illinois State Board of Elections that it is possible to bypass their election system software. Here's what the vice president of engineering at Dominion at that time, Eric Coomer, told the board during a meeting in good old Cook County.
No, we are not allowed to do routine updates without having to go through a recertification effort, but we do routinely give guidance on how to best secure systems. And also going back again to the final mitigation against all of this is a robust auditing and canvassing process, which all of our jurisdictions have implemented.
Coomer said no updates can be done without recertification, as you heard. Mr. Coomer's assurances of a secure system, however, are contradicted by the fact that various vendors, election officials, and others reportedly can access the voting machine code without an update being required. And we know that there were updates on those machines a day before the election. Well, joining us tonight is Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team, General Flynn's defense attorney, a great American and prominent appellate lawyer. Great to have you with us, Sidney. Let's start with Dominion. A straight out disavowal of any claim of fraud against the company, its software or machines. Your reaction?
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
Well, that's straightforward. It may take, you're going to have to be quick to go through and to produce that investigation and the results of it. The December deadlines are approaching for electors, and just as we saw in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, how critical are those deadlines and how urgent does that make your investigation and discovery?
Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results. If they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable. And we are, patriots are coming forward all, every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. It's going to be, there needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
With these allegations, these charges, is the FBI already carrying out an investigation of these voting companies where their servers are domiciled? And in at least three instances, we know they're in foreign countries. Tell us where the Justice Department is in all of this.
I wish I knew. I'm not on the inside, so I'm not privy to that information. I know that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday. They're absolutely ridiculous. Of course, Chris Wray needs to be fired too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony 4 hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law. We are on the precipice of, this is essentially a new American revolution. And anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom.
Cindy, at the outset of this broadcast, I said that this is the culmination of what has been over a four-year effort to overthrow this president, to first deny his candidacy, the election, but then to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
Well, good, because this is an extraordinary and such a dangerous moment in our history. I really am very concerned for the country. I am very concerned for all Americans, and I have a feeling that most Democrats are first Americans and not Democrats. They have to be as alarmed as any one of us. Cindy, we're glad that you are on the charge to straighten out all of this. It is a foul mess, and it is far more sinister than any of us could have imagined, even over the course of the past 4 years. You get the last word, Cindy.
It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them.
Cindy Powell, thanks for being with us, and thanks for all that you're doing.
So there you have it. I was going to show another clip where you can, it's a 1 minute CNN clip where you actually see at the beginning in Pennsylvania, Trump has X, Biden has Y. They go to three other states, they come back to Pennsylvania, and Trump now has 19,800 less votes, and Biden now has 19,800 more, because the computer was just doing this automatically. So I'm not going to show it, because I'm really excited about getting into the creation frequency. But my only message is, question everything, and don't believe the media. They are corrupt. They are in on this. The mainstream media, our country, our freedom, our children's freedom is at stake. And if we don't pay attention and we don't wake up, it's going to be too late. And if they can steal an election in the United States of America, like they do in all these other third world countries through the CIA, we are in big trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We will no longer be the world leader, and we will no longer be free, and we're going to have a whole bunch of problems. I don't care who won. I just want an honest election. We'll deal with the winner, whoever it was. But, you, man, this was blatant. It's going to come out. They have till December 14th till the electors vote. More and more is going to come out. So just keep an open mind because, man, there's a lot at stake. And this ties into COVID. This ties into mask. This ties into everything. This is just one part of that big swamp. And I'm not saying Trump's a good guy. I really don't know. But I know he's better than what is in store for us if he doesn't stay there. So enough about politics, enough about negativity, but I just ask you to pay attention. And if you want, I have hundreds of articles, hundreds of videos. Email me, mike@mikemurphyunfiltered.com. I'll shoot you all this stuff and just open your mind is all I ask. Okay, let's get into the creation frequency, which is a much funner topic for me and something I'm strongly passionate about and helping people to really use the power of their thoughts, their emotions, and understanding how the world really works and how we can really bring into our physical reality what we truly desire. And I'm going to start tonight with Tiffany. Tiffany's coming to us from Vancouver. And so I asked her a couple questions, and she responded via email today. And this ties into what we were just talking about. How do we not let events in the outside world like COVID-19 or personal tragedy affect our vibration and hence our manifestation ability? And so that ties in right into the election, fit into that category, right? So totally. For me, Tiffany, I'm going to suggest to you that, you know, I have my own individual consciousness. I have my own individual life, and I can control that for the most part, okay? But then there's a collective consciousness. You know, Eckhart Tolle in the book Power of Now, he talked about the individual pain body and the collective pain body. Same concept, right? So we are affected by this, whatever's going on in the collective consciousness.
Right.
So can you give me an example how that's affected you in your life in manifestation or using the law of attraction to get what you want?
Well, I know I'm pretty sure I manifested my last job. So I think it was through The Secret or one of those Joe Dispenza or something. But anyways, I thought I'm just going to play with this. At first I was kind of like, what a bunch of gobbledygook. I was like, yeah, why not? We'll go for it. So I just wrote down my dream job, like all the things that I wanted. And I just forgot about it. And then 3 weeks later, I literally got this amazing job. And it was like, and then I kind of made a connection. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That might have had something to do with my manifestation technique. So it was really amazing. Now, the trick is to keep remembering that we're the magicians and keep that going in your life, right? Daily, instead of just letting it go by the wayside and getting caught up in the drama that's out there, which I tend to do, I guess, like a lot of people.
Yeah, and I would suggest one more thing. So for me, this is a big struggle for me because I can't turn a blind eye to what's going on in the world. You know, I can't turn a blind eye to this human trafficking. I can't turn a blind eye to this corruption in the election. I can't turn a blind eye to whatever scam they're pulling with this pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if we're spiritual and we're awake and we're responsible, we need to address these things. We just can't, you know, be a new ager sitting here, everything is fine. You know, Tony Robbins talks about there are no we's. No, he says there's we's, go out there and pull them.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask you a question. Like, I agree with you in a way, but then I wonder, because when people start getting into this stuff, like, you know, alternative news or conspiracies or what have you, they tend to get really down and depressed. And it's like, is it better to just kind of, you know, use your creative genius, get out there and manifest, or kind of get logged down and then you're kind of pulling that manifestation away from you? Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I've always kind of confused and torn between, I guess they're not mutually exclusive, but I kind of get bogged down at times, you know, and I think a lot of people do.
So for me, you know, I see all the problems in the world. So I manifested this little radio show, and whether I'm doing any good or not doesn't matter, because I'm trying to right a wrong. I'm trying to bring justice to an injustice. So that's okay. Now, when I take too much of it and I get depressed, no, I got to step away and say, okay, listen, you need balance. And I know you haven't read my book or taken the course.
No, sorry.
It's all about creating balance in our life.
And
so And we're gonna go to another expert that can shed some light on this subject. But before I do, I want to ask you: is there an area of your life where you're not living the life of your dreams, where you want to manifest something better?
Well, it'd actually be in my career because unfortunately I was laid off due to COVID, and so I'm trying to make a career pivot, maybe into coaching, something along those lines. So that seems really exciting to me. So I'm kind of gung-ho into getting into that. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that I talk about in the Creation Frequency book is to write an intention as if it already exists, because there's no difference between imagination and reality. So I'm going to leave you for a few minutes, and I want you to start thinking about what that perfect job, that perfect career, what it would look like, and more importantly, what it would feel like, and then we'll come back and we'll work with that a little bit.
Okay, sounds great. Okay.
All right, so now we're going to go to Greg Reed. Greg Reed is an accomplished author. He used to run before COVID. He probably does it virtually now, but he used to run a great organization called Secret Knock that I've been to. He's probably one of the most positive people in the world with the most energy. He's probably taken over for Zig Ziglar now that Zig is gone. And I just love the guy. I love his passion. I love his energy. And he's super successful. And so, Greg, I know you know a lot about this stuff. Can you shed a little light on that subject? You know, you see my struggle here. I'm trying to balance reality with you know, using these tools to create a better life. You heard what Tiffany said in there. How would you address that?
Well, there's a great quote. It says, you can never say a negative thing with a positive attitude. So I believe it's how it's delivered, right? Mm-hmm. That's what step number one. And then step number two, my mentor and a friend of yours, David Corbin, taught me a great message about the power of illumination. You know, the dancing bear is like, you got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. He says, it's all wrong. You have to accentuate the positive and illuminate the negative. You put a spotlight on it. But again, with a positive attitude. And he said, you got to follow it, face it, and fix it. Mm. And that's what you're going through right now. You're following something, you're facing it, and you're fixing it. Because until you address it and deal with it, it truly cannot be set free, so to speak, so you can live to fight another day.
Yeah, awesome. So, Greg, I know, because I'm part of it, that you started a mastermind group. And I think it comes from Norman Vincent Peale, the concept, right? Share with the audience the power of that, why it would be so beneficial and valuable for them, and how their strength in numbers, and why you started it and the power behind it.
Well, I started for Tiffany, just exactly her. And the idea is that I realized that Napoleon Hill talked about the power of a mastermind association, and people are doing it wrong. They're charging a gazillion dollars to sit in a semicircle in your living room and sell you a bunch of shit all day. And that's not a mastermind. A mastermind is when two or more positive people come together as a collective to deal with your situations, to add guidance and feedback. So we created a Robert's Rule system that people can go online and become certified official mastermind hosts, so they can run, host, maintain, and grow their circle and sphere of influence. I got to tell you, it's one of the greatest experiences I ever did, and we're launching it in next month, and I believe it's going to take the world by storm.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to go to Maylia real quick, and full disclosure, Maylia is my niece, and she also works with me, helping me plan this show and doing other stuff in my life. But Maylia, and I'm catching you off guard because you didn't know you were going to be on the show, but I want you to look at your life. Is there an area where you would like to manifest a better life in that area?
I mean, I would say, well, just with my past, I mean, I've been up and down my entire life. So, you know, just really in all areas, like I've done I did the online course. I did the Creation Frequency course, and I read the book. And what I realized, or what I've really learned, is through the whole process is just like positive thinking, right? Like if I'm constantly telling myself negative things and I can never get out of the rut, and then I go to what I know best, which is like negative, right? And just taking the negative. So like for right now, I mean, I listen to my intentions every day, every morning. And so my biggest thing, I guess my question is, because I'm trying to rewrite my intentions after we started this, is how like fine tuned that you're able to get them, right? Because I'll start to get positive, and then I go off on like, okay, well then my life's going to look like this and this and this and this. And I really get away from the fine tune thing, you know? And so, I mean, it's just, Yeah, it's so like all areas really, because I want my life to be amazing in all areas, right? But it's just that fine-tuned, really like laser focus on that one area is really hard for me, because I start one thing and then I go, oh, okay, well then I want all of this. And I really get away from what my focus is. Kind of like the way I'm talking right now, right? I go on this huge tangent about all the other things.
Greg's got his hand up, so I'm going to give it to him, but because I have a lot to say about that, but what popped in my mind, and Greg's probably heard this, but Zig Ziglar used to say, we're either a wandering generality or a meaningful specific. I don't know if you remember that, but that's what kind of jumped in my mind. But Greg, I saw your hand up. Comment on what Maylee was saying.
Well, when Bob Proctor and I wrote a book called Thoughts Are Things, we went out this whole process and we were going like, attitude is everything. No, it's really not. It's the actions and the law of attraction that makes your dreams come true. Think it, feel it, get off your ass, got to take action and do it. And we realized, just like what she was saying, is that we talked to the neuroscientists in Harvard. We have 64,000 thoughts a day. And unfortunately, most of them are an acronym called ANTS, automatic negative thoughts. They're the reptilian part of your brain to protect you, to keep you safe. So if you walked out of a cave, a dinosaur didn't eat you. Same thing applies today. You are not your thoughts. Your only thoughts are the ones that you took action toward. That is it. How many times have you had a $1 million idea in a shower, and by the time you brush your teeth, it's down the drain to see it on a billboard 10 years later? It's the thoughts backed by your actions become our realities. So the whole thing is, when we have these automatic negative thoughts, don't feel bad about them. Think about this. What's more powerful than an ant? An ape. An automatic positive experience. And this takes training, but trust me, I go to a reset song. It's a Billy Joel. So if I'm driving down a road and someone cuts me off, that ant kicks in. I go, you son of a gun. And then automatically I've trained myself to go in the middle of the night. And I switch right back to a more positive experience. And the whole idea is, the most powerful, influential people, they know how to do that at a split moment.
And if you listen to Greg talk, what is he talking about? Programming. Sure. He's learned to program this thing. And I happen to know he lives from his heart. Okay, which is good. And he uses this thing that he programmed, not CNN, not MSNBC, not his parents. He took control of his life because he took control of this. So now he lives here and he uses this to bring into his life what he truly desires. And so he's always on point because he knows where he's going, and he's consistent. Okay, so back to you, Tiffany. Tell me about your perfect career, your perfect job that you can't go to sleep at night. You're so excited, and as soon as you open your eyes, you jump out of bed to go do it.
Okay, I'm just thinking about it now. So, all right. So I feel passionate about creating a lucrative, exciting coaching business. I'm attracting the perfect clients to my coaching business. I'm learning more and becoming a better coach every day. I'm constantly developing and I'm attracting people and events into my life
that will progress my business. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Why do you want to be a coach?
Because I have actually been through counseling and coaching, and I've just seen how transformative it's been in my own life in every single area. And it takes work. That's the key for me anyways. Like what happens is I'm in it. I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, I kind of roll up.
What were you doing before you got laid off with COVID?
I was teaching ESL for the government, but I really loved it. Like, teaching all the newcomers to Canada.
So you
lots of fun.
You love teaching, right?
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah, absolutely.
And so let's say I want to hire you, coach. What are you an expert in? What can you help me with?
I think mindset is something I think I'm really good at, because I'm actually a very positive person generally. And I think money, like I maybe want to be a money coach, but see, I'm trying to narrow down my niche because I'm just enrolled in this course and this is just all brand new to me. So this is something I'm excited about exploring.
What in your life up to this point are you most passionate about?
I'm passionate about building relationships with people.
Okay.
You know, and helping people.
So, and how are you in relationships? Are you a good friend? Are you a good partner?
Definitely. 100%. Yeah. 100%. I show up for people. Yeah.
Based on what I'm hearing and based what I know is a huge need in the world, perhaps a relationship coach.
Mm-hmm.
If you can narrow it down, you know, then I think you can help more people and be more specific. And it's easier to learn that skill, you know, based around relationships, which everybody needs, believe me. So just some thoughts. Now, if I were working with you, I would have you, and let's say you agreed to that. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. because then you have to find how to monetize it, right?
Which that's is right. Yeah.
But I would help you to write an intention that, man, I love being a relationship coach. I love how I'm able to touch people's heart. And I have a unique ability to get in there, get out of their mind, and get them to move into their heart, and then to communicate with each other. Say you're working with couples. And I'd write an intention around that. That's what the creation for which, let me explain to you what makes the creation frequency unique from law of attraction, the secret, all that. Mm-hmm. When it was taught to me back in 1982, the man, after he taught me how to write these intentions, he broke my life into six areas. Okay. Balance. Right. And then we wrote an intention around each area of my life as if it already existed, because there's no difference between imagination and reality. But then he brought out a boombox. He put in theta brainwave music. He brought in a tape recorder. He gave me a relaxation script. I recorded the relaxation script, and while the theta brainwave music was playing, along with my six intentions. So I left there. This was a 7-week process. I left there 7 weeks later, $350 poor, with a cassette tape with six intentions. Okay. And he said, listen every morning and every night. So what I didn't realize any of this at the time. I was a young kid and my life was a mess. But what I was doing is I was going into like a self-hypnotic trance. We wrote it in a way that it would pierce the conscious mind, get into the subconscious mind, which is the supercomputer, okay, of life. And then I'm reprogramming, like Greg has done with his life. I reprogram my subconscious mind. I'm always focused on those six intentions because I'm listening every morning, every night. But I think the magic really happens if you understand the work of Tesla, that if you want to understand the universe, it's energy, vibration, frequency, because I'm listening every morning, every night. That energy, vibration, frequency is going out. All of a sudden, the right funding shows up, the right idea shows up, the right book shows up, the right teacher shows up, the right opportunity shows up. And so that's what I think makes the creation frequency unique. So since we have an expert like Greg Reed on the call tonight, Greg, what do you think about that concept?
Well, it's so funny. This week, my son's going to his private school. And I said, son, Colt, I go, this week, all I want you to do is I want you to look for something good that happens every day. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, something's good. It's going to happen. I go, whatever it is, call me at the end of the day. Tell me what it is. I go, if it's really good, I'll reward you with some skins for your video game. And sure enough, all of a sudden he calls, hey, I was playing PE and I hit a goal on the thing. But all of a sudden, if you start seeking and looking for it, the reticular activator system, it magically appears. It's already there. But what happens is that you vibrate and start tuning into the positive messages rather than the onslaught of all the negative ones. And by doing that, it peels away all the garbage so you can see all that's possible.
So I know you practice in your life. Give us an example where you manifested, you had an intention, you had a goal, whatever, okay, and it just came to you. Something came to you that you envisioned, you felt, you saw, and it came to you.
Now, it's going to sound like you set me up on this one.
I swear I did, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to warn everybody did it. So about 4 months ago, I realized that CNN, ABC, all this different stuff, there was no such thing as a credible source. And I realized that all of myself and the most successful people, we're listening to Al Jazeera TV and radio and BBC. We're following our own country's information from outside country. What has happened to our civilization, right? And so I realized also accountability and responsibility. Let's talk about that. And I said, it's our fault. We're the ones that kept telling people, fake it till you make it. Go, you know, sell a bunch of programs and then make it. And so I said, well, what if there was a credible source? So I spent a fortune and I bought the domain name that's being trademarked right now. I own CredibleSource.com. And I started a website where basically you can go on there and have access to all the mentors and the people that you and I know. So instead of going to another guy who does a, you know, Instagram meme with a fake Lamborghini, well, you can actually talk to Mr. Lamborghini. If you got an idea for a clothing line, here's the founder of UGG Boots. If you want to get into entertainment, here's the founder of the E! Entertainment Network. If you want to start a, you know, board game, here's the founder of Pictionary. If you want to talk to a general in the military, here you've got access. And by doing that, it cuts away all that rigmarole. It's almost like going to a nightclub where someone's got a clipboard and a velvet rope and you go to the front of the line. And I figure it is time right now that we start creating credible sources and following them because they know what they're talking about.
Absolutely. Well said and good idea. But I know you're an idea guy. I know you had tens of thousands of them in your life. Tell us about the one where you had this intention. It was awesome. And you go on this path and it didn't materialize. take us through, what do you do then?
Well, so far, honestly, most of my stuff has, it just might not have materialized me doing it.
Right.
So, I mean, when I was 14 years old, I had crazy inventions that patent attorneys told me was impossible that I see every day and you know, being used. So, you know, it is, again, as you put it out into the universe and you put that vibration out, it is a direct reflection. Look, we all need mirrors to remind us who we are. And you can see it in the simplest thing. I'll give you an example. If we go to the grocery store and everyone's in a bad mood, chances are you're in a bad mood. If you go to the same grocery store the next day and everyone's happy, chances are you're happy. It's just a reflection usually of our outside, inside, you know, our reality. So I think we need to pay attention and tune into that so we can see what's right before us.
Well, and also if it really is, if everything is just energy, vibration, frequency, which I think quantum physics kind of proves that it is, okay, we're subjected to all that, you know? I mean, right now, as I'm talking to you guys, I mean, heck, this guy's downloading Netflix over here. This guy's talking to someone in China. All these frequencies, vibrations, they're right here, okay? We live in this physical illusion, okay?
Okay. But, wait. I got a great one for this one.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a woo-woo guy, but I'm going to share with you just from the scientific version of this one.
Yeah.
In the airwaves, we understand right now there's country music, rap music, and classical. And if we took a radio receiver and dialed it into an exact frequency, exact, like Google, you'd pull it down from the ethers. So if I wanted 100.7 FM, 100.1 wouldn't work, even though it's that close. And I realized that the most successful people, they do something called tapping the source. They tap into that energy. That's why you have that idea in the middle of the night or in the shower. You tap into the source for a second. And the way that you dial it into the frequency and get that exact is by the questions in which we ask. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most people say, God, why does this happen to me? Just like Google, bloop, this is why, you dumbass, and gives you more of that. If you sit there and say, when does this go hell in a handbag? Oh, that's easy. Tuesday at 4 o'clock, sir. Well, those are the questions we're asking. But if we start asking questions like, what's an opportunity and a challenge I'm not seeing right now? How do I eliminate negativity within my sphere of influence and start attracting more positive light? Well, guess what? You'll start getting those same answers as well. So myself and my friends, those are the type of questions we ask each and every day.
Yeah, brilliant. So for Tiffany and Maylee, I want to share something that radically transformed my life. The same time I met the mystery man and he taught me this this magical way to attract what I want into my life, I also, and I think I probably got it from Tony Robbins, I'm not sure, but it's unique to me, I know, because no, I've never seen anybody do it this way, but it's that daily journaling, and the way I do it is so powerful because I start with gratitude, okay? So I call God Heavenly Father. I mean, God can be anything you want it to be, right? Whatever your higher power is, but I start, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for my life, my health, my wife, my children, my business, blah, blah, blah. Gratitude, what a powerful state to be in. Then, and I'm writing this, and I can go back and show you my journals. Miracles happen, but most of the time, nothing happens, and it solves the problem. Please give me wisdom on this. What to do with this child? What to do for Tiffany? How do I start this career? How do I create this coaching business? What should I coach on? Mm-hmm. What do I do next? How do I market it? Blah, blah, blah. Questions, questions, questions. And then I end with love. Thank you. I love you. Amen. Okay. And it's that simple, but the power is in asking those questions because the answers will come. They must come. You put the questions out there, it has to come back to you. That's just the way things work. Don't ask me why. And so what Greg just said, ask questions in any area of our life and miracles take place. Yeah. Maylee, back to you. So you feel like you're a little scattered, right? You read the book, you took the course. What area of your life would you really like to manifest something bigger and better for yourself?
Well, my job, right? Yeah, I want to be successful.
That's vitally important.
For sure. But, you know, I don't know, just like financially with my children, you know, making sure that I can be the best mom that I can be to them. You know, that's a big one.
So for you just mentioned two things right there. So money. Okay.
Yeah.
And relationships. So those are two different places in our life for balance, right? Money's one, relationships is another. So we want to attract money so that we can have more freedom to be a better parent, be able to provide more for our children, have more positive experiences with them. And so let's talk about money, because money to me has always been the easiest. I'm going to assume for Greg too, but see, money is, it's called currency. Okay. Which is energy. Right. And so I've always been able to attract money. Now I work hard for it too. Don't get me wrong. And Greg touched on this earlier. We got to take action. See, what frustrates me with people in the creation frequency, I'll say, hey, all you got to do, you know, I'll help you write these intentions. Let's get them written. Let's record them. And then all you got to do is listen. You'd be surprised how many people can't do that, you know, that couple hours of initial work and then 10 minutes a day, you know, and for all these great miracle things to happen. Do you feel like you fall in that category? Is it difficult for you to get organized, create these intentions, write them, record them, listen consistently?
I listen to my intentions every day. I feel like they're not specific enough.
Okay, let's stay with that because you mentioned that earlier. So yeah. Let's go with one intention around being a parent, okay? And what is not specific enough?
Well, I always go into, you know, I want to be a good parent. I want to have my, you know, I want my children to trust me and love me. And I love how, you know, we get along and we have this great relationship. And then I go into all
that's
these.
Your problem. There's your problem right there. Stop. Yeah. Like that. Okay. It's not that complicated. Okay. Yeah. You want to be a great parent. And let me take some pressure off you. Okay. Because in my opinion, I am co-creating my life with the creator of all, which I call God. Okay. So that takes some pressure on me. Hey, you know, you and me are going to create this intention. Okay. But it's real simple. And it would go something like this. I love that I have become such a fantastic, great, loving mother. And I love that no matter how my children respond, because they're their own soul on their own journey, I don't react to them. I stay consistent with my love for them. So you write an intention like that, because at the end of the day, all you can control is your mothering and your reaction to their behavior, but they're their own kid, you know, they're their own thing. And so I love having Greg with me here. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely overthink everything, overanalyze it, and make it way more complicated. And yeah. I think.
So let's stop that, because what that does, it prevents you from taking action. When you're busy here thinking, okay, you could be acting. Greg, go ahead. I saw your hand up.
Well, I believe that there is also a little bit of balance here. I mean, so I have an 8-year-old son, and I think I'm building my great relationship with him. And one of the categories is financial literacy. So again, he's a young boy, but the reality is for me is I went and got him something called Greenlight. It's his own little debit card. And we put some money on there, and his grandma or mom or whoever, if he does something, instead of giving him cash or buying him a toy, they can put money on this debit card. It's like a real debit card. You go to ATM, use it, whatever. And what happens is he sees it on his cell phone. Every time he spends money, he sees how credits and debits work. The simplest thing that aren't trained. But he's now asking me, hey, Dad, how can I make more money online? What can I do to increase my thing so I could buy, you know, get this? And just the other day, he goes, look, I told him, hey, you can't have a PS5 for Christmas. They're all sold out. They're $500. He goes, no problem. He goes, I'll just buy it myself. So just building that type of relationship has been pretty cool. And then last but not least, if you call him today and said, hey, Colt, when you're 18 years old and one day, what happens? He's going to say, you kick me out. I've been training him that since day one. And I said, but the thing is, I go, I'm going to give you the tools that you're going to survive on your own and thrive more than I ever did.
Yeah. And I've seen this guy with his kid. He's an awesome father. But look what he's teaching this kid at 8 years old. This kid is going to be a rock star, a superstar. I wasn't taught this at 8. Most of us don't even have parents around to teach us much. Okay. And it's really not their fault, because both parents are working, because the way the world is right now, and it's a mess. But what this man is doing, you know, because he understands this process of law of attraction, manifestation, he's created this amazing life with amazing wealth and health that he has time to spend with this kid, and more importantly, to teach him. And so I applaud you for that. And I know that it's sincere. Okay, back to you, Tiffany.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question.
How are we doing with your coaching career over there?
Oh, it's rocking. Yeah. I have a question. Okay. So how do you just kind of let go and let God, or like have the trust and not get all caught up in the process by overthinking it?
This is my favorite subject. And I think that the hardest journey that all of us must take is only 18 inches long, and is moving from here to here. Here is peace. Here is our soul, our essence. We're eternal consciousness and we can never die. We're in here. We're free. We're at peace. We're perfect, right? This is a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, okay? Totally.
This is where all the programming from childhood took place. All the bad memories are stored, not only here, but elsewhere. But this is where we think they're stored. And this thing runs most people's lives. What happens is, okay, we hear a song on the radio, triggers a bad memory. So we have a bad thought, creates a bad feeling, and we want to get out of that state. So we get to a bad, you know, we drink or we do drugs or we gamble or promiscuity, whatever, to get out of this state. But when we can move here and live here and accept life, that life is working for us. And I, to me, it's like, you know, in my life, I just want to get into the river of life and see where it takes me. Mm-hmm. And so there's a great book called The Surrender Experiment. And this guy just wanted to go in the woods and meditate, and he ends up a billionaire, and he didn't do nothing. It just came. Okay. And so it's really here is where the stress lives and the fear lives. And mm-hmm. here's where we live. Right. And I think if you can understand how this works, especially the subconscious mind, you know, right now your subconscious mind is taking in over 1 million bits of information, over 1 million supercomputer. Okay. But it only delivers to your conscious mind 40 bits of information, because that's all the conscious mind can deliver. So what 40 bits of data does
exactly.
it
change for
you? What it thinks you want. So if you that's walk right. around all day, oh, my life sucks. You know, nothing ever goes right. It's going to go through those 1 million bits of information. It's going to give me 40 bits that support that belief. So sure. step number one is we've got to really question all of our belief systems, and we got to instill belief systems that serve this, not this, the ego. Okay. This is out to get you. Okay. This dies, this doesn't. And so that's where peace will, you'll find peace there. And you can create these intentions from here that I think will be more powerful and serve you. Does that make sense?
It does. It's just my control freakishness and wanting to control outcomes.
And we're all yeah. like that. Go ahead, Greg. We're all like that.
Yeah. I mean, all this comes down to the big word is fear. It cuts to the bullshit. Yeah. It's all it is.
That's true.
It's all bullshit. And so the whole thing is that we fear. And again, Napoleon Hill, when he wrote the Think and Grow Rich, the biggest chapter was called The Six Ghosts of Fear. And what he referred to 100 years ago, I don't agree with today. I don't think the fear of loss of love, the fear of old age is as powerful as the fear of pain, maybe the fear of, the
incarceration.
Unknown. Yeah, unknown. And the biggest one right now is the fear of judgment, what other people are thinking. Totally. And the really interesting thing is that the fear of success and fear of failure is really the fear of judgment. And there's a bumper sticker that says, what would you do if you couldn't fail? I say, if you could throw that out and say, what would you do the moment you stopped worrying what people thought? Everything would change, because you might ask that person out for a date. You'd start that business. You'd take some risks. You'd take some challenges. You know, you'd pull our kids aside and say, hey, look, I'm not rich or anything, but I'm actually going to work with some financial literacy with you as I'm learning it myself, and putting ourselves vulnerable in that position. But as soon as we put that fear of what people are thinking, that's where everything starts changing.
And let me tell you why it's so powerful, because we've been hearing it since we were 2 years old. And we heard it from the people that were the most important people in our life, which were like God to us. And that was our parents. Okay. So we crawl up onto the coffee table and we pour over one of their drinks. Okay. Or spill something, and boom, you know, the reaction is from these godlike figures, you know, how could you do that? You know? And so we're constantly being programmed with this fear and negativity by the people that, you know, are supposed to support us and love us. So it's ingrained so deep into us, this fear of rejection, this fear of making mistakes, this fear of looking like an idiot, fear of humiliation. And it's all bullshit. Okay. It is really, really bullshit. And that's what I think is when we move to our heart, because this is love. You know, there's a great book, Gerald Jampolsky wrote it in the 70s, okay? And Love is Letting Go of Fear. And it's a great book. It's really short, but it's really, that's the thing. This is fear. This is love. Live here and learn to use this powerful tool with thoughts or things. Greg already wrote the book. And my philosophy is attach as much good emotion to that thought that you want, okay, like service, love, gratitude, you know, and the more you can attach, one, the faster that manifestation will come to you, and the easier it will come to you, and the better it will be for you. Make sense?
Absolutely.
All right. Maylia, let's go back to you.
Okay.
What else? What else is going on in your life? What else? What are you really passionate about that you want to manifest? I know you want to be a good mother. You want to make money, but what What would make you stay up late at night and jump out of bed early in the morning to make it happen in your life?
I don't know. There's so many things. And my big thing right now is like really being of service to other women. So okay, awesome. I'm in recovery. For the last 3.5 years, that was a huge thing in my life. Right. So I went from literally homeless with nothing to where I am now by being supported with other women. Right. And being positive and, you know, like really working through all of that. 'Cause my big fear is not being good enough. Right. No. So yeah, that's really, just helping other people because I know where they've been is that I do 24 hours a day, right? For any woman that I is in my support group. Yeah. So, and that's why this whole process is so good for me because it keeps me positive because it's so easy for me to go into the negative and then everything goes away.
this is my 32-year chip.
There you go.
And the whole concept, like when we were talking earlier about chance and things, it is a serenity prayer, you know, and about letting go and, you know, and having that courage and the fortitude to do it. And also just to step into that greatness. I think that's pretty darn amazing. You have that good insight that you know that giving service makes you feel better.
And let me ask you, were you touched in your heart while she was talking?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Especially we're on the same family and being true to my kid, just so we know, I got 7 more minutes and I got to jump.
No worries. All right. Thank you for being here. Why did you want to be on this show tonight? So I get a message from Malia. Hey, I got this email from this girl named Shannon, this guy named Greg, got to be on your show. You've already been on my other show once, but what spurred you to come on tonight?
I don't know. Just all of a sudden it hit me. I kept seeing you pop up everywhere and I go, man, Mike and I got to do something together. We've been talking about it in our mastermind stuff. So you've been on my mind since you were part of the facilitation at the beginning. So I guess it's reticular activator. We're vibrating, brother. So I want to be in your sphere as much as I can. In any way I can give back to you, the answer is yes.
Thank you, Greg. So, and thank you for being here. You shed a lot to the show and I'm very grateful for that. So thank you. And your life, I consider your book, anybody that writes books like you, I consider a mentor, you know? So that's really where my mentors came from. I think yours too, you know, that, cause it's hard to find a real life mentor sometimes and we got to grab for these books, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiffany up there in Vancouver. So you had a couple other interesting questions. So how do we get clarity about what we want? Are you a little clearer? Is it?
I am. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, doing a meditation, just kind of tapping into yourself, you know, your higher self or whatever, and spending that time creating a space.
Yeah.
Tends and to bring the answers.
And for being on the show tonight, I'm going to send you the course for free. I like you take the course. I love your feedback.
Woo! Fantastic. I'm excited.
And if you email me your address, I'll mail you a book as well as a thank you for being on the show.
Oh, that's amazing. Yay. Yeah. That's so good.
After you do that and you create some miracles in your life.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you letting me know that.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
You found a way to make this work. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us. You know, if it's to be, it's up to me. And the tools are there. The information is there. Everything is free now on YouTube or Google. I mean, there's no reason to struggle anymore in life. Listen, and one of my favorite books of all time is The Road Less Traveled.
Hmm.
The opening line is, life is hard. You know, and I didn't want to believe that. You know, I really want to believe life was easy. Once you figure all this out, you know, life is hard. People that you love get sick. People that you love die. You lose your job through COVID-19. None of your, you know, life is tough. We get older. That's tough enough. Okay. But here's the deal. We don't have to sweat it. We don't have to fret. We have to let go, let God move to our heart, use this technology, whether it's a creation frequency, the secret, Greg's book, it doesn't matter. The tools are there to create the perfect life. But the world is in trouble right now. So the collective consciousness is hurting. And what I love about Malia talking about that, when she goes out and helps women, that helps all of us. You know, if I can help one person, that helps all of us. Greg touches a lot of lives through what he's doing. That helps all of us. So it's really important that we get this. and that we keep trying, you know, and when we fail, we dust ourselves up, we off, we get back up and we keep trying. Does that make sense?
Totally.
All right. We have 60 seconds. Anybody want to say anything before we go?
We appreciate you having us on.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll join us next week, 5 p.m. Pacific, live every Monday night. And we're going to really go deeper and deeper into the subject matter until you can really get it and create the life of your dreams. Until next week, move to your heart, live from here, use this thing to create the life of your dreams. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy on The Creation Frequency. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next show on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on the creation frequency. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.